The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let's go back to 2011, that off-campus incident involving three Baylor football players.
Yeah, I mean, it starts off as a huge brawl involving a dozen football players, maybe more, and some fraternity guys. It spills outside, and the football players target this student, this kid who had nothing to do with it. He wasn't inside in the fight. They beat him bloody. Even some of the suspects admit that he didn't raise a hand to them. He didn't make any physical advance whatsoever. He had several injuries. The cops had a really strong case for assault. They took it to the prosecutor's office and no idea why, didn't pursue charges. And the irony is that the kid even told cops at the time that he was kind of reluctant to report it because he said, nothing's going to happen. These guys are football players. One of the players even admitted to throwing the first punch.
And that was back in 2011. You've also, along with Mark Schlabaugh, done some reporting about a sexual assault allegation that has actually officially on the police books been left as an open case for 4 years. What's the significance there?
Yeah, this is it's a weird one. In January of 2012, a woman accused Ahmad Dixon of raping her. Now, the case has been left open, and so the police don't release any details. But I've spoken to Dixon, who said it's complete fabrication, and this is unusual, but I reached the victim, and she said she completely made it up to get him in trouble. It's unknown why, if police know this, and there are indications that they do, why they've kept it open, because keeping it open lets them shield it from the public. It's also worth mentioning this case because Dixon tells me that maybe the same day, or at least within a day after the report was filed, he got called into the coach's office to talk about it. He doesn't know how they knew. And it's important to mention that because a big issue in all these cases has been, how do the coaches know, and when do they know?
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday, so when you call or text or tweet or come out to Constellation Field to see the Skeeters, put odds on it. What are the odds? I'm sure you have a lot to say about this whole Baylor situation.
I have a ton to say about it, and it's so disturbing. And make no mistake that it's not shocking that the timing, everything about this timeline on when the first allegation started to come out and when things first started to get covered up completely coincides with when did Baylor get good at football. 2011, we're talking about, you heard in that clip, 2011 is when they're discussing the assault that took place off campus, and basically the police and presumably the football program went to great lengths to make sure that no one knew about it. You may recall that 2010 was Baylor's first winning football season in 16 years when they went 7-6. 2011 is the year they went 10-3, which was the greatest season in Baylor since 1980. Everybody who pays attention to college football, they know what Baylor was. And Baylor Baylor went from 1995 to 2009 without going to a bowl game, which is incredibly difficult to do. They haven't missed a bowl game since 2009. And some of the stuff that's coming out now, by the way, 5 days now have passed since the Pepper Hamilton report has been filed to Baylor. Baylor's still completely silent on it. I don't know what's an acceptable amount of time. I know 5 days is unacceptable. And what I know what they're going to do. They're going to do the same thing they did when they announced that the Pepper Hamilton report existed. They're going to bury it on 3 p.m. on a Friday and hope that people forget to discuss it. There's no way people are going to forget. I'm telling you now, this is going to be as big as the Penn State thing when everything's uncovered. It is a total mess there. It's kind of like the Cosby thing. When one or two ladies say, oh, Bill Cosby raped me, people are like, that doesn't sound like Bill Cosby. When there's 30 or 40 women saying it, you kind of go, man, maybe Bill Cosby's not who we thought he was. The number of people who are accusing Baylor, football players in particular, of this is getting astounding now. And I understand that there are probably some women out there who are doing it for attention, but I still think that's a great minority who will come out and claim they were raped just so they can get some attention. I don't think that's the kind of attention any normal human would crave. But some of the things that came out in this report, this Outside the Lines report today, are beyond disturbing. We mentioned, well, the clip mentioned that when one lady who was a Baylor student notified the team chaplain about her boyfriend, a football player, physically assaulting her on two occasions, the woman said that Art Briles was told of this and that Ken Starr, who's the Baylor president, was told of this. And neither Briles nor the university disciplined her ex-boyfriend. The woman said that she didn't press criminal charges against him because she was about to graduate and didn't think the school would punish him. She said, I'd seen other girls go through it, and nothing ever happened to the football players. It's mind-boggling to see it continue to happen. I can't understand why. I think as long as they're catching footballs and scoring touchdowns, the school won't do anything. Do you know how sad that is for a woman to have that mindset that, like, she knows of other women who this has happened to, and it doesn't matter to Baylor. Another disturbing note from today's thing. According to police documents, at least some Baylor officials, including coaches, knew about many of the incidents, and most players did not miss playing time for disciplinary reasons. None of the incidents have been widely reported in the media. And to me, maybe the thing that jumps out the most was that case from 2011. An assault at an off-campus event in Waco ended with three football players being charged, as well as Baylor and Waco police discussing the incident. Waco police, according to documents, took extraordinary steps to keep it from public view given the potential high-profile nature of the incident. According to a police report, Waco's investigating officer asked a commander that, quote, the case be pulled from the computer system so that only persons who had a reason to inquire about the report would be able to access it. The report was then placed in a locked office. So not only are we seeing a clear pattern, like a systemic pattern of physical domestic assault, rape, assault in general amongst football players, but we are seeing a pattern, undeniably a pattern, of attempt by not only, this is what's sad, not only Baylor and the football program to cover it up, but by the Waco police. And that's, Waco's not a big town. Waco is Baylor, essentially. And that football program being good has done well for that city. You know, when you're the one show in town is miserable for 20-something years, all the local businesses feel that. Everybody feels it. When suddenly they're contending, all the local businesses feel that, too. It is disgusting to me that this isn't being just sung from the mountaintops, people calling for heads, that there's no federal indictments coming down to say what the hell's going on. Because everybody was so quick to jump into the Penn State thing.
Yeah.
And not to say that...
And I can understand why when you're talking about sexually abusing children.
Dude, it's vile. So raping women, also vile.
It is. There's no question.
They are both disgusting, inexcusable acts. And I'm not here to say that one's worse than the other, because there's no scenario where it can be even considered something you could brush under the rug. And that's clearly what's trying to happen here. And when the Penn State news broke, everybody dug in. Everything got drug out. Everybody's heads rolled. We know that. Joe Paterno had to step down. Art Briles isn't even being forced to give a statement about this. No one's put his feet to the fire on this. I don't understand how that's possible. To me, if this, I mean, at the least, at the minimum, the students and the parents of the students going to Baylor now and going to Baylor since 2010, 2011, when these allegations first started, should have already been given access to the Pepper Hamilton report. If my kid went to Baylor, I'd absolutely want to know what's going on there, or my kid wouldn't be going to Baylor anymore. I there's no two ways about it. You've got a daughter, Fred. I don't have a daughter. I don't know what's up. I mean, would you feel comfortable with your daughter on the campus of Baylor right now, knowing that there's a report out that documents several cases of sexual assault that the school is not releasing to the public? Would you feel comfortable with that?
No, but I'm not sure I'd feel comfortable with her going to Baylor anyway, because I'd prefer her in a secular school. So that really,
okay.
I can't envision a scenario where she'd be going there. But I wouldn't be comfortable with that. And there's a lot more to this.
But you know what? Let's just say religion was important to you, and
I would be.
You would feel like sending your daughter to a faith-based church would keep her away from a lot of the things that you may find at a secular or a faith-based university that you would maybe expect to find. Not that you expect to find rape anywhere, but you would maybe be less surprised to find it at a secular university.
Honestly, after the whole Catholic Church thing, nothing would surprise me with anything involving
religion.
That's fair. So, but realistically, yeah, and there's a lot more to get to on this. And when we come back, there's also the caveat for this is obviously if this is true and that they really did hide it in with the police, there's a lot more to it than that, and we need to talk about that.
Don't you think that if it wasn't true, that the report would have already been released by Baylor to clear their name?
If
they said this guy, this outsider was hired to investigate this, he found that none of these claims are legit, wouldn't that already be out there?
I don't know, man. That maybe they think that they don't have to respond to any of this stuff because they haven't.
That's unbelievable to me.
If
you're in charge of public relations for a university, that this is going on around you, and you're just like, nah, let's say you have this information that clears us. We don't have to tell anybody. That's none of their business. No, a PR person, first thing they would say is, we've got something that clears us. Let's get it out. Let's shout it from the mountaintops. But they don't have that. What they've got is damning evidence that they don't want released. So that's the card they're playing is, we're a private university. We don't, is BS.
We'll come back to that because we need to go to break here. But got to tell you about Blue Apron, which tonight got a little curry shrimp waiting for me when I get home. And, man, it's so much fun when I get our meals for the week. And because there's two of us, we get three. I know you guys get two because you got the whole family plan.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun to sort of plan out what we're going to eat. Thanks to Blue Apron and incredible ingredients, great meals, and I'm eating so much better thanks to them, and less than $10 a meal. Seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. They're easy to do. You can do them in less than 40 minutes. A lot of times it's even faster than that. Even I can do it, and I don't cook.
Impossible.
Even I have cooked a couple of these because the instructions are right there. They make it so easy on you. and the meals are fantastic.
You can customize your recipes every week based on your preferences. You can choose your delivery options to fit your needs. So if you want your meals delivered on Monday, they'll deliver on Monday. You want them on Thursday, they'll deliver on Thursday. And you're not going to get the same thing twice. They don't repeat their menu within a year. Each meal comes with step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, pre-portioned ingredients, and can be prepped, like Fred said, in under 40 minutes. It's amazing. Check out this week's menu. Get your two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create these incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. How do you earn the title the best in Texas? Ford quality, innovation, technology, and fuel efficiency are a few of the reasons why. The new Ford F-150 is the only pickup truck to earn the government's 5-star safety rating. And the Super Crew and Super Cab both earned an IIHS top safety pick with optional forward collision warning. Plus, Ford offers a full line of EcoBoost engines that deliver power and fuel efficiency. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today and find out why.
Hey, you looking for that Weber grill? Well, they got it at Texas Star Grill Shop. Burn long, burn bright, burn true. You're searching for a great quality, long-lasting, durable grill. Texas Star Grill Shop is the place to go. They carry the full line of Weber gas grills, charcoal grills, smokers, and an abundance of Weber grilling accessories. Free delivery and assembly? You can't get that at the box stores. Weber Grills at Texas Star Grill Shop. Great service, friendly people, located 2045 Southwest Freeway, or go to texasgrillshop.com.
My eyes are killing me. I am so tired of dealing with contact lenses. Maybe it's finally time to get LASIK. But is it really safe? Will it hurt? Can I even afford it? Maybe I'll just keep dealing with my contacts. Well, if you're thinking about getting LASIK, we have great news. Jaffe LASIK is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe simply has the best laser technology at the best price in Houston, guaranteed. Dr. Stephen Jaffe, a leader in LASIK for over 2 decades, started Jaffe LASIK on a simple premise, providing exceptional patient quality of care and great value. Jaffe Houston treats nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism starting as low as $495, and you'll be treated by Dr. Kevin Merkley, a board-certified LASIK specialist with over 27,000 procedures performed. Call Jaffe LASIK at 844-335-3937 for your free LASIK exam. The exam is 100% free. Call 844-335-3937 before this Friday and save an additional $200 plus guaranteed financing. Call 844-335-3937. 844-335-3937.
Are you wondering why Steve at the office is strutting around looking unusually satisfied? Well, Steve discovered the fondue effect. You see, Steve took his date to the Melting Pot on Westheimer. Together, they dipped into a four-course fondue experience, bringing them closer than any ordinary date. While individual results may vary, the Melting Pot guarantees its staff will do everything possible to ensure the fondue effect works for you. Dial 713-332-5546 for a reservation with the Melting Pot.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 59 the East Tex Freeway, northbound at Collingsworth. Crews have cleared that accident out of your way. They've also just cleared an accident off I-10 at Katy Freeway, westbound at Blaylock. This report is brought to you by the Texas Lottery. This Friday could be your lucky day with the Texas Triple Chance Draw Game from the Texas Lottery. Get a free $2 Texas Triple Chance Quick Pick when you buy $6 or more of Texas Triple Chance on one ticket. Offer valid only on Fridays, now through May 27th. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And we're out here at Constellation Field in Sugarland, and obviously talking a little bit about this Baylor thing, and from so AJ, I'll give you the question from the text line: how much of this is really on Art? Which is what a if you're a Baylor fan and you know where your program is now, it's the first thing you're going
to
ask.
We don't know the answer to that, but that report will let you know. And from what we're hearing,
well,
these people, I mean, there are people who have said, I mean, in that outside the line reports, that Ken Starr and Art Briles were made aware that their player raped someone, and he wasn't disciplined at all. Not like wasn't charged, wasn't even like suspended for a game. I mean, it's almost like, and I don't know that it's that this is the case, but that makes it sound like they call the player in, they say, "Hey, this chick is accusing you of sexual assault," and the player who says, "I don't know how the coaches found out, but they did," and then he's not disciplined, which makes it seem like Art Briles is going, "Hey, don't do that anymore. No more raping." I mean, it's like breaking curfew or something. Unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you this. What makes you think this report is actually going to tell you this?
I don't know.
I mean, but what makes you think they're going to tell you anything? Because if they've been covering it up and they find out that there's a cover-up, what's going to stop them from doing it again? What's going to stop them from taking this report and saying, okay, well, this is what we have, but we're not sharing it? I mean, what's going to make them share it with us? They're a private school. That is the thing that and trust me, I butted heads with this several times in my whole life. And I'll say it now. We had several reports of significant cheating by the women's basketball program. And because we were not able to get public records, we were not able to prove any of it. And because they hid behind the private school thing. Anything that had happened to Texas or A&M or UH that we went and did public did Freedom of Information Act requests for, we got. And we were able to track things down on those schools. But Baylor, we were not. And Rice also. We went after Rice on something, too. Same thing. We couldn't get the information. So they're under no obligation to tell us a damn thing. And if that's their choice to cover it up, then, you know, then we're never going to know. Now, how much of this, and some of the outside-the-line stuff, I'm skeptical of some of it. But there's just too much here. There's too much here to ignore. And you've got bigger issues, too, besides just this, I mean, this cover-up, there's obstruction of justice issues. And this is another thing that my friend John, who's a NCAA attorney, really good one, says if the players were getting benefits from police as a result of athletic status, such as not getting criminal charges filed or things like that, that's considered extra benefits, which is an NCAA violation.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, okay, so you stole a radio and then shot a guy in the head, but you still stole the radio. You're going to have to answer for that, too. So there's a lot to this if, you know, and again, if it's all true, and even if 80% of it's true.
So
I think that's the thing. Even if 80% of this is true, this is it's a big deal.
Reginald said, what are the odds that ESPN and the state of Texas can't deal with Baylor being good? There's way more money in UT being good and Baylor being trash like old times. He says, I'm excusing anything that happened at Baylor. Texas is supposed to be king of football, and that is bothering everyone. I don't think that's what's – I mean, I think rape is what's bothering people.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. If this happened at Texas or Texas A&M, you can be damn sure heads would be rolling. And let me tell you, I don't think it's ideal for the state of Pennsylvania – to lose Penn State football and everything that – I mean, think about what Penn State was. Texas being what it is to Texas football is one thing, but Penn State is football in the state of Pennsylvania on the college level. I mean, Pittsburgh's like the second biggest program.
Right.
But Penn State, I mean, is college football in that state.
I would say in that state it's even bigger than UT is in this
state. I think so too. And their heads rolled. And Lamont asked if Penn State's private. No, Penn State's a public university, which is why heads rolled quickly there. But I just don't I don't understand it. And Disco says, imagine being sexually assaulted, and instead of getting needed support, people shield your attacker. It's heartbreaking. I retweeted this chick, Stephanie Mundhink, who wrote a blog today. And it's really I would say it's powerful to read. And she's a graduate from Baylor, and she basically titled the blog, "Dear Baylor, I No Longer Have Affection for You." And she's also posted a blog called "I Was Raped at Baylor and This Is My Story." But she mentions in the story, going to a graduation, watching her rapist walk across the stage, shake Ken Starr's hand, and receive his diploma. She said, I felt sick, but I still had faith. 3 months later in August, I walked across that stage, hugged Ken Starr, and received my own. My emotions were a wreck, but I still believed justice would triumph, still believed in my university, and still was a proud Baylor Bear. I knew that they would help me. I had my hearing a month later. They returned the decision of not responsible and then refused to honor my appeal. I then met in person with Ken Starr, not to bicker with him about my case, but to explain how it was indicative of a system-wide failure. He told me he believed there had to have been misadjudication of justice in my case and would look into it and get back to me. I waited for months. He never got back to me. In February, when the Elliott case hit ESPN, she released her blog, I Was Raped at Baylor, and this is my story. The next day, Ken Starr emailed me and told me there was nothing he could do about my case according to university policy, but that he greatly admired my courage in telling him my story. Well, for him to believe I have courage, it means he believes my story is true, and him telling me that he couldn't help me was a lie. Title IX policy specifically states that the president has final say over all cases, so he believed me and then lied to avoid helping me. And then Ken Starr didn't even show up at the rally to discuss the failures of the Title IX thing. Baylor was years behind in complying to having a full-time Title IX overseer. I think they were 3 years late in complying to that, which is it was a federal mandate that every university have a Title IX coordinator because Title IX is a federal concern. Baylor was 3 years late on that. They just don't care. They value other things more than they value the safety of women on their campus, which is, I mean, listen, I'm no preacher. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's that, you know, everyone should feel the way I do. But it's common sense. It's common sense that the safety and well-being of your students matters more than football. And I know football makes a lot of money. Let me tell you, like I said, when everything is uncovered on this, Baylor football will be lucky to exist. And it probably won't exist for a couple years. It is going to be an atomic bomb on this place if half of this is true. If half of it is proven, Baylor's in big trouble. Long-term trouble.
And
I could talk about this forever. I won't because I know people are probably bored with it. But if you're one of these people who thinks that this isn't a big issue, or I don't know what would be considered a big issue to you. The Rockets head coach hiring, I don't know. But this is the biggest issue in sports today. And no one's really even talking about it until now, finally. ESPN does this thing today. But
Somebody points out, though, that it's not even on the front page of ESPN.com.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
I think part of it is because it's Baylor. They're getting by with this, and it's not being reported the way it should.
That girl who wrote this blog, by the way, she also mentions that they failed to discipline her attacker for prior reported incidences, which is basically what she amounts to. They aided in causing her rape. They aided in letting it happen because this guy wasn't punished from the get-go. And once you get away with something once, it's easy. I mean, you get away with a bank robbery, you're way more likely to do it again. If you get busted robbing your first bank, you're probably not robbing a second bank after you get out of prison because you realize it's not as easy to get away with as I thought.
Well, I'll just say this for those of you who are really trying hard to, Baylor fans who are really trying hard to protect your program, I would just say if your daughter was one of the ones that this happened to, would you still be protecting the program? And if you are, then you got some issues. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I'd say 90% of the people want you to keep going on this. For what it's worth.
Well, let me take a quick break from it, and I'll ask you some more questions about it afterwards. But this is not Baylor related. It is a little bit of breaking news, though. I just got a press release from Golden Boy Boxing, and lineal middleweight world champion Canelo Alvarez today issues the following statement. After much consideration today, I instructed my team at Golden Boy Promotions to continue negotiating a fight with Gennady Golovkin and to finalize a deal as quickly as possible. I also informed the WBC that I will vacate its title. For the entirety of my career, I have taken the fights that no one wanted because I fear no man. Never has that been more true than today. I will fight Triple G and I will beat Triple G, but I will not be forced into the ring by artificial deadlines. Which is why he vacated the belt, because mandatory challenger is what it is. I am hoping that by putting aside this ticking clock, the two teams can now negotiate this fight, and Triple G and I can get in the ring as soon as possible and give the fights the fans they want to see. And then Oscar De La Hoya said today, there's no denying Canelo is the biggest star in the sport of boxing. He's eager to get in the ring with Triple G to show the world. He is also the best pound-for-pound fighter in the sport, but we won't negotiate under a forced deadline. Now that the WBC title is off the table, I'm hopeful that Triple G and his promoter, K2 Promotions, will come to the table in good faith and get this deal done. Which is good news in many ways. What it also means is that by vacating that title, it leaves the matter of what weight they will fight at open to discussion. And it's no secret that Canelo does not want to fight Golovkin. Well, I shouldn't say Canelo. Oscar De La Hoya does not want Canelo to fight Golovkin at 160 pounds, which is the middleweight limit. He would prefer the fight be at probably under 155. And by giving up this belt, that's probably more so than timeline for negotiations and artificial deadlines. I think that's what it's really about. But good to hear that. Looks like we're going to see Canelo Golovkin at some point.
See, I see something totally different in that than you do.
Okay.
I see it as an excuse for this not to happen, which basically by taking this out and taking the deadline out of it, it's, we weren't able to work something out, so now Canelo will fight Manny, or
right.
Canelo will fight somebody else. I see this as the first step towards this fight not happening.
Yeah.
Well, because we've seen this in boxing all the time, right? Oh, we want this fight. Okay. When you sign for the fight, I'll believe it. Because I have a sneaking suspicion that nobody in Golden Boy really wants this fight. Not until Canelo is basically at the end of his career, and it's going to be the same as Mayweather-Pacquiao, man. It's just boxing. I'm sorry, I'm going to be skeptical about this, but that's how I feel about it.
Well, you're probably right to be skeptical. Maybe I just got excited reading it.
I'm
a sucker.
Because basically what they're talking, there's no deal and we're not going to adhere to the deadline, so we're giving up the belt so we don't have to adhere to the deadline.
Yeah.
I liked it better when you had a deadline. Just saying. And all this stuff about they're talking and everybody's come to the table. Well, shouldn't you be close by now if you've really been doing all this talking? And yeah, maybe it is just about the weight. And maybe it's just the first step toward we're not going to see this anytime soon.
Could be.
Anyway, I do think it's important to bring this stuff up because, frankly, I just don't think enough people are doing it. So, I mean, I'm glad you're fired up by it and angry by it.
Do you feel like if this happened at Texas or Texas A&M that we would still be waiting for something to happen?
No.
Because at the end of the day, as much money as Texas football makes for Texas and A&M football makes for A&M, the president of those universities are probably not going to risk losing their job and opening the school up to lawsuits and things like that for a couple football players. I just can't picture a scenario where it happens.
Well, I don't think it, and I think the outcry would be bigger, though.
Probably
so. Because it is Texas, and it is A&M, and those are flagship institutions. And Baylor's a small little private school that, frankly, nobody outside of Baylor cares about. And I think that's part of the problem. You should care.
And, you know, it's amazing that they have enrollment of under 20,000 and they're having this much problems, this many reported problems. I mean, what's going on reported? We're finding out now.
Well, and that's the thing. I think you're going to find a lot more stuff is going to come out because it happens in all these things. You mentioned the Cosby thing. But as people start telling their stories,
it starts to come out.
Other people quit being scared to tell their story.
Yeah.
And so I do think we're going to see a lot more. But, you know. Yeah, I just got that email, too, from Canelo and Oscar. Yeah, I don't like this.
Okay.
I'm taking this as a negative. Sorry. But the question is, I think that, well, we see this all the time in athletics, and this isn't just an athletic thing. It is a campus thing. It happens
right.
A lot on every campus in America. The reality is, though, most of the time people try to deal with it. We saw Florida State, the potential cover-up there. When Urban Meyer was winning national championships at Florida, he had some of the worst human beings on the planet.
Terrible people.
Yeah.
Miami, the same issue. Yeah. You know, remember people were jumped on Miami. And, by the way, Miami, private university. When the Duke rape scandal came out, everyone was all over it. I mean, you couldn't turn on SportsCenter without hearing about that. Private university. But for some reason, this is – it's unbelievable. And this is – I mean, to me – listen, rape is abhorrent to begin with, the thought of it, and same as it was when it happened at Duke. But at that point, it was just an accusation. Also, by the way, an accusation by an escort, not by
right.
a fellow student, not by a classmate.
Well, now several fellow students.
Right. And the reality of it is, with Duke, those guys were found not guilty. I don't know if they were guilty or not. They were found not guilty. I think even worse would have been had the administration at Duke and the coaches and the president of Duke University, had they tried to cover it up, which I mean, that's an old story.
Right.
But I don't remember that being the case. If it were, I mean, I would think that it'd be considered even worse than it was. I feel like Duke actually cooperated quite a bit in it. But to me, the staff covering up assaults of its own students is about the worst thing I can imagine. It's about the worst thing I can imagine. And like that girl says, Ken Starr has absolute power to do something about it. Absolute, unquestioned power, and chooses not to. And if he's telling people he believes that this happened and he's proud of them for having the courage to come forward and still does nothing, that means that he just doesn't want to do something.
And somebody brings up a really good point. Bigger picture is being lost. This is jailworthy stuff, not just people should lose
oh,
their
yeah,
job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not this if, isn't if just you, Ken Starr should be in trouble or Art Briles should
yeah,
be in trouble.
If they really covered things up and caused other women to be raped because of it, they should be in jail for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. The president of Baylor University, here's the other thing. When I was talking about Texas and Texas A&M, or really any other major public university with a big-time football program, obviously in Texas specifically, football is important. But do you think the president of Texas A&M or the president of the University of Texas is willing to go to prison to save a couple bad egg football players? Zero chance in hell that would be the case. Zero. I still remember Ramontz Taylor, who was one of the most talented athletes I've ever seen, got kicked off the Texas football team over weed. Pot. Let me tell you, if guys are out there raping, there's zero chance it gets swept under the rug at a big-time university because there's too much to lose. There's too many powerful people who are not willing to go to prison over a football player. Not the whole football program, a football player. And now it's gotten to where this is a program epidemic. It's grown out of control. And you're right. It's not just about these players who could be looking at jail time. It's about Ken Starr and Art Briles and anyone. Remember they talked about sending Joe Paterno to jail, and he ended up dying.
Yeah, he died to keep
almost
him going
immediately.
To jail.
I don't think Art Briles is going to be able to die fast enough to avoid it if this comes out.
And one more for you here. It says, you were both disappointing me. You were playing off all hearsay and accusations. Remember, someone can accuse you of the same infraction. Don't speculate. Facts will prevail. Seven
yeah,
iron.
Let me tell you something. If 20 people accuse me of the same thing,
I'm probably going to question you.
There's going to be some digging done. And once the report comes out, there's no one who's going to just sit on it and say, oh. You think David Gow would sit on it and say, oh, we don't want it to get out that our afternoon drive host has been accused of raping 20 chicks? No, that's not how the real world works. And that's what I'm saying. Baylor's going to find that out the hard way. All right, let's go to Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free Cleaning, who's on the phone with us. Aubrey, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Y'all covering the gambit this afternoon.
Yeah, it's getting crazy around here.
You know, I was it's so funny. I always see these things that strike me as hilarious. You know, I was thinking that I heard through the rumor mill, ancient astronaut theorists have now, you know, endorsed against Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, claiming you should go with another type of service. At the same time, they released a statement saying Mars may have seeded life on the Earth. So you want to go away from those crazies, those Kuzo nut burgers, and stay to the scientifically found, you know, which is no soaps, chemical residues of tap water. Our giant fan-powered machines blow everyone away in technology. I mean, it is absolutely the finest cleaning technology in the solar system. I've proven that. Pick up the phone dial, 281 Dirt Free. Prove it for yourself. We'll come out to your home, and who says Dirt Free is better? Bausch & Lomb. Because when you see our service with your own eyes, you'll know. It's the finest cleaning, processed tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. Let us start in the worst area. Let us impress you. If we can't, we'll roll up, go to another job. But I'm sure that you're going to say, get that job done, Aubrey. Get that air ducts done. Get that tile done. 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com, $100 free speed dry. That's one of our toughest services. Well, we dry over the whole area a second time and then set out air machines. It's a $100 value. We're going to do that for free. If you dial 281 Dirt Free, and make any purchase with us right now, guys.
All right, that's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, 281 Dirt Free. Appreciate you coming on with us, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's a doubleheader today at Constellation Field. The Sugarland Skeeters take on the Long Island Ducks at 6:05 and 8:05. Bring the whole family to the baseball park. It's affordable family fun. The Blitz will be on-site broadcasting until 7. Log on to thesugarlandskeeters.com to get your tickets now and for all the details. And your Skeeters are a half game out of first. And if I could just say one last thing about this. This is all hearsay, as the texter said. If I'm not wrong, have there not already been convictions behind this?
I don't know.
Was it the kid who...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he convicted?
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, sorry. There's stuff happening here. And we'll see how it plays out. And I'm always, like I said, I'm the first one to say, if true. But at this point, if you're not paying attention to it and if you're burying your head in the sand, that's a real problem. So we shall see. All right, let's do the Zadi Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadi Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'm calling an audible on my gym of the day because it was another teacher having sex with student thing, and in light of the discussion of the last 40 minutes here, I'm going to do something else. How about this? A Massachusetts woman
trying to fetch a pair of keys, fell three stories.
Oh.
Landed in an apartment building's trash compactor that then turned on and mangled her leg. A 19-year-old man had accidentally dropped his keys down the trash chute and offered the woman $20 to help him retrieve them. He tied a sheet to the woman and lowered her into the chute. She obviously was small enough to get in there. The sheet ripped, sending her into the compactor. It switched on when she landed and broke her leg. The 38-year-old woman now has a severely deformed leg. She was listed in fair condition Monday afternoon. No charges have been filed. The incident remains under investigation. Boy, I hope that $20 was worth it for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't care how small you are. You don't go crawling down trash compactors to get a guy's keys. What's wrong with the guy going to the complex and saying, hey, I dropped my keys in there. Can you get somebody who works here to get them?
We need to figure this out.
Yeah. As opposed to, oh, no, we're going to send a woman down here. Anyway, that's from Salem, Massachusetts. That's your Zadar Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadar Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Gabe says he feels bad for the incoming freshmen who are now stuck with what's going on at Baylor or must transfer in city year.
Well, I wouldn't go that far because if it does wind up playing out the way it did at Penn State, those kids will be allowed to transfer out, which, you know, and again, I don't know that that it's going to get to that point, but it might. And, yeah, I think we just have to see how it plays out, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the front page of ESPN right now, and it's, if you scroll down a good ways, you'll get to the outside the line things. It's a pretty good ways down, though. Below, would the Cavs be any good without LeBron James?
It's time to face MLB's pace of game issue.
Cam Newton's customized gold-plated muscle car is a head turner.
QB Webb snubs Colorado, picks Cal.
Yeah. For RG3, the grind is just beginning. Ravens want NFL to answer. Why not fix obvious officiating errors? Preview of the MLB mock draft, like the MLB draft. College football roundtable sleeper Heisman candidates, which is clearly a pressing matter at the time.
Oh, absolutely.
But and most importantly, well, here's a couple good ones. Dale Jr. hits boiling point over recent struggles. Transfer QB Webb snubs Colorado, picks Cal, and Mets Bartolo Colon reportedly sued for child support.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Seth Russell is one of the players listed as the Dark Horse Heisman candidate.
Oh, great.
So, there you go. Oh, boy. All right, well.
It's also got the Heat goals. Healthy Bosch, keep Wade Whiteside. The Heat, whose season is over, it's got their goals. That's listed pretty prominently.
Well, I think that says a lot, man. There's why OKC can beat Golden State.
Yeah. You got to get down pretty far.
Yeah. I think that's... Well, I think it says a lot about what people consider newsworthy. All right, we're going to take a very quick break.
It is above Rob Gronkowski takes a ballet lesson.
Ah.
So, I mean, that's something.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Water and wine
in the finest of sands. ESPN 97.5.